Welcome back, everybody. What's it mean to be repurposed? We're going to talk about it today on the Repurposed Man podcast. Well, welcome back. If you've been listening to the 1 Million Husbands podcast, you know now that we are the Repurposed Man podcast, and people have been asking me, why change? Well, really, we want to take a broader perspective on just what being a man is, because if we do it right as a man in the faith, then we're going to do it well and right as a husband. So it's called the Repurposed Man. And so what's the story about? Well, let me just share with you a story and kind of give a perspective to this. Freddie Mayfield, a man in my church, in our church that we attend, he is the epitome of being repurposed. And basically, Freddie Mayfield is all of us. You know, granted that the large majority of us don't have as dramatic a story to tell, at least on the surface. You see, a long stretch of Freddie's life was marked by loneliness and abuse and addiction, and seemingly he was headed for a dead end. He had purposely injected a fatal overdose of heroin and pretty much come to his end. A 30-year struggle with this master was just too much. He was enslaved by it. But as with most miracles, what was supposed to or what should have happened didn't, and Freddie was spared. Beyond what was expected, without any natural explanation, this once discarded and hopeless soul would be changed forever. His second chance at life, this renewal, defied all the odds. What was once a life on the darkest midnight highway is now and continually set toward the greatest light. Those of us that know Jesus as Savior are miracles as well. We, like Freddie, were once to be wheeled to the curb and forgotten. Like most things that we feel like are discarded, have no worth or value. Or maybe they just run the course and we just don't think they're necessary. But those of us, again, that know Jesus as Savior, we're miracles. We're miracles as well. We, like Freddie, were once again wheeled to the curb. You know, we've all struggled with masters that promise purpose and feeling, but in reality, they torment us with emptiness and dread. We all have a story. Even mine began as a lie. You know, from an early age, it was clear that I wouldn't amount to much, at least that's what I was told, that any dreams I had were silly and the stuff of fairy tales, like a life of love, belonging, significance, value and worth, hope and a future, those were fairy tales. At least that's what I was told. But then came 1974, and formative years of dark shadows were consumed by light. Light generated by and sourced in good news. And what was the plot of this good news? Well, it was the unbelievable story about lives changed because of a life given. The supernatural, the heavenly, reaching down and reclaiming, redirecting, and repurposing. We all need a second look, someone to see us for who and what we really are. Who knows the dark and shady places of our days and doesn't run away? Someone that is no stranger to loneliness, rejection, abandonment, and brutality. Someone that leaps over our shame to hold us with grace. But this isn't just any someone. This is the someone that, despite our condition, loves us perfectly and sees us as a wonderful masterpiece. The world often sees trash while God sees treasure, His treasure. And what the world considers worthless is highly prized and valued by someone else, and that someone else being Christ. You know, no one would open our doors for a thief. And yet so many of us feel robbed of the value afforded to us. We either can't believe or can't acknowledge we are what God, our Creator, says we are. And thus, we're robbed. And what does He say? He says that we are redeemed. And what is redeemed? Redemption means, and to be redeemed means that you've been bought, you've been purchased. And what Christ did on the cross, He purchased us back. Nothing we could do to pay for the penalty of sin, the stain of sin, It could only be covered by the purchase price of the blood, of the stain of blood by Christ. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace." We are repurposed because of redemption, because of rebirth, renewal. You know, there's a song by Big Daddy Weave called Redeemed. It says, "I am redeemed, you set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed." So brothers, here's the thing. A lot of us walk around thinking we still have chains on us, that we're bound to these chains. We're bound to what the world says about us, when we know, if we know Christ, that we have been freed from those chains. We are truly redeemed. We have truly been repurposed, set in a new direction for a new cause and a new life. So I hope you experience that. I hope you know that. So join me in prayer as we close for the day. Father, thanks. Thanks for your redemption. Thanks for paying the price that we couldn't pay. Thank you for the promise of eternity because of your grace, because of Christ dying on the cross for us. And Father, again, we are going to be mindful day by day and moment by moment to give you the praise and the glory and honor forever. And Father, again, I thank you for these friends of mine. And I pray, Father, that we would truly leave here and know that we are repurposed. We have a new direction. We have new life because that's what you have promised. And that's the result.